When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. A few years ago, I was an Airbnb host. I owned a rental property, two of them, in fact, that welcomed guests from around the world. And it was a really interesting experience. I was interested in it from the side hustle perspective. I wanted to kind of diversify assets and also just wanted to try something. I like to experiment and such. And of course, I loved the flexibility of it. If you're interested in Airbnb, it's good for somebody who is frequently traveling, somebody who has extra space, somebody who has a seasonal house, or perhaps somebody who's always away at the same time of year for some kind of tradition, holiday event, or work situation. Check it out for yourself. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Way back in the dark ages, also known as year one of the podcast, we featured several stories of people who had done quite well using the Merch by Amazon platform. And they were typically using this platform to sell t-shirts and other print-on-demand items. Now, if you're not familiar with this process, basically they would upload designs. They would either make those designs themselves or commission the designs, sometimes from a contractor on a site like Fiverr or Upwork. And then whenever those t-shirts or whatever the items were sold on Amazon, they would receive a percentage. Now, some of our listeners had success with this as well. Like, once we started talking about this model, I had a lot of reports of listeners who were signing up. It's essentially a no-risk business opportunity. It might not work, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't cost you anything. We had at least one listener who made more than $30,000 in less than a year by following the process. Now, opportunities come and go, of course. As I mentioned, this was the dark ages several years ago. So today's caller is wondering about this particular opportunity. Is it still worth it? Is it still a good idea to sell merch by Amazon? That is today's topic. The question and my detailed answer is coming right up.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Hey Chris, this is Lucas from Jacksonville, Florida, and I've recently found your show through a friend's suggestion. A couple of years ago, you had some stories about people designing t-shirts for sale through a program called Merch by Amazon. I just heard those episodes and went to look, and it seems like the program is still active. Has anything changed, and do you think this is still a good idea? If you think this still has potential, what are some of the most important things to know before getting started? Thanks, and looking forward to hear what you have to say on this.
Lucas, thank you for the blast from the past. I have not thought about Merch by Amazon in a while, but I went to check it out. It is, in fact, still active. They had closed new applicants or closed the program to new applicants for a while. But I think it's back open, or at least they're taking applicants. So you might as well put your name down. It's free. I did also go to look at my account because I had signed up when I told all of our listeners, hey, go and check it out. Sign up. I will too. But I saw that my account had been suspended. I was like, oh my gosh, WTF, what happened here? And it says, your account has been suspended. Merch by Amazon reserves the right to close accounts due to issues such as terms of use violations and long-term inactivity. So I'm pretty sure it's the second one of those, the long-term inactivity, because I never actually did anything with mine, not because I violated any other terms of use. But I checked because, as mentioned, for a while they weren't taking new signups. Perhaps Side Hustle School sent them thousands of new t-shirt sellers. Who knows? You absolutely still can try. You can check it out. There's no real downside. You're limited by the number of designs you are allowed to upload. And that design limit increases as you sell. So in other words, the more you sell, the more you're able to sell. Just think of it like subprime mortgage lenders who get richer and richer while homeowners in Florida are getting squeezed. Okay, maybe that's not the precise analogy, but especially if you have some design skills, you know, it's worth a try. I just don't think of it as a gold mine. Like, I think it's in the category of highly experimental. But one thing you do want to know, I think Lucas asked about that as well, one thing that's important is you want to get those quantity limits lifted as soon as possible and then make more and more designs. So the more, the better. And then delete the ones that don't work at all, essentially. So that is one thing that could be helpful. But it's a very, very competitive space. You know, there are lots of people uploading lots of designs. So if you want to have better odds, you'll probably need to do something more original. But hey, I'm all about experiments, so it's worth a try. Good luck. Let me know what happens. Listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Continue to feature them throughout the year along with updates. And also, if you've been selling on Merch by Amazon, let me know your report, your update. We can pass that on to our community. You can subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. I'm here every single day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.